Okay.
I just got distracted a little with everything.
All right. Yeah. We were just, I think we had like a few minutes left in discussing the Rambam sheet that we tried from Yashid Rambam with the Gemara. Okay, the first part of the attempt was more successful. The part about working out a pilpul with Ravashi was maybe a little too dachuk. But I still think it's good. The Rambam of Lushita say that he asked Bas B'chol because of the three times and not because of Ravashi. The only question that's left to be addressed, I mean, there's a few questions you could ask on this Rambam, but the one more obvious question relating more directly to our sugya is, why does the Rambam need Lo Socha Kol Tomeva and Lo Yechel Ki Kodesh? They seem to be redundant, according to him. Our Gemara only has Lo Yechel Ki Kodesh. The Rambam has no Zechidish based on the Sifrei of Lo Socha Kol Tomeva. But the Rambam also has lo yachel ki kodesh, or whatever exactly. They've shown a more medayik on exactly the girs in this pasuk. You may have noticed. Hu, heim, v'chuli. They weren't so medayik on the girs, so we all know what pasuk they mean. The Rambam says in the same parak yud ches, halacha yud, v'heichan hizra kasval pigol anosar. Where's the azhara? Where did the Torah say it's asri pigol anosar? Bimi luen sharin nemersham, lo yachel ki kodesh heim. So the Rambam quotes our Gemara straight out that anything that's psula b'kodesh, there is a lav on there is a lav not to eat it. So the most obvious question is the Rambam already wrote in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Gimel that any pasul karbon if you eat a kzayis you are lokeh because losocha kol tzoeva. He already told us he has an azhara for a pasul karbon. Lo socha kol toeva. Why does he then ask the question, b'tmimas, heichan hizra'al nosriel pigol? He already told us where the Torah was mazir and pasul karbanos. He already told us the Torah was mazir when it says lo socha kol toeva. So why does he need to ask a question and give an answer? It's very nice that he quotes our sugya, but why does he need to, he could have said, ve'od ne'mar, but v'heichan hizra'al nosriel pigol. Where's the azhar? Wait a minute, lo socha kol toeva. So why does he need a new azhar for no certain pickle? So the according to the Sefer Achinuch, if you look in the Sefer Achinuch, he's very explicit that Lo Socha Kol Toeva also covers no certain pickle. So the Sefer Achinuch, Sefer Achinuch is not the same person as the Rambam, right? Sefer Achinuch Taka says no, Lo Socha Kol Toeva also covers no certain pickle. So why do we need Kol Shapsula Bakodesh to have a double iser and no certain pickle? Okay, Gevaldik. For the Sefer Achinuch, he accepts the Lo Socha Kol Toeva part of the Rambam and says, and a double Isser comes from Kol Shapsula Bakodesh. But that's not Pshat in the Rambam. Again, that's fine. The Achinuch is a different Rishon. Pshat in the Rambam is Beheichan Hizra'al Nosrael Pigol. Where's the lav for Nosrael Pigol? Because we didn't have it yet seven halachas ago. Right? It's from Lo Yachel Ki Kodeshu. So why isn't Lo Socha Kol Toeva good enough to cover Nosrael Pigol, according to the Rambam? So, what might you answer? Why isn't Lo Socha Kol Toeva good enough? At least for Nosar is a little easier. But Lo Socha Kol Toeva gets Malkus, so Ram says you're looking at Lo Socha Kol Toeva. Apparently he considers that a perfectly fine Losasa, right? So if Lo Socha Kol Toeva is a perfectly fine Losasa, then why do you also need Lo Yachel Ki Kodeshim? So there are two mainstream answers in the Achronim. One is as Kedarka Bakodesh, there's 100 answers in the Achronim if you're looking up. But the Tzlach, right on our Sugya, Alatar, says no. Lo Socha Kol Toeva, what's the Lashon of Toeva? Toeva means something that something wrong was done to. So Eva refers to an action that's usher. Now, in Chanami, the Rambam says it could have been you did something wrong to it, or it could have been you thought something wrong, or it could have been something happened that possibly did. But he says, well, so close to Eva has to be that something happened. So Eva means something happens. That, like inspired by Ravashi's drasha, kol shati avtilach, something wrong happened. When something wrong happened, that is lo so close to Eva. Since Noser is unique among all the psulim, that nothing happened. Right? Not only didn't I do anything, not only didn't I think anything, nothing even happened by accident. Right? Nothing even happened stam. It just sat there. I mean, that's what the Yisur of Nosar is. Nothing happened. So the Yisur of Nosar. So he suggests that maybe when it's puzzled because of nothing, that's not including Toeva, because Toeva has to mean something wrong happened. And in Nosar, it's just that nothing wrong happened, just nothing right happened. So that's what he says, that maybe if what he calls lo nasa bo maisa, nothing happened to it, that's not bechlal lo sof kol Toeva, because the Rambam thinks the word Toeva means that something was done wrong. The more mainstream shot, that's not such a posh assumption, though. You know, he talks about being nifty, irable dovership puzzle, something possible. But in Nosar, nothing possible. It just got puzzled passively.
And Pigel?
And Pigel, I'll get to him.
Meaning according to Islam.
Yeah. But according to most Achronim, and this is what, you know, all the briskers say, the Grizz and the Gram, one of them was on the Makor sheet at least. And the non-brisker Achronim too. Rover Achronim say that no. If you look in the Rambam, Lo Soch Kol Toeva, that Psulei HaMukdashim, he says, called Korban Shenem Rashu Pasol. Lo Soch Kol Toeva is only talking about a Korban that's Pasol. Right? Like, for example, you put a mum in it, or you're Machashem Machshava Lo Nechona, or something like that. The what's the Pshat in the Pasol? Again, Pshat in the Pasol, Lo Soch Kol Toeva. Anyone remember Chumash? What's it talking about? Close. Tomato. It's talking that you shouldn't eat horses and rabbits. So pshat, but it's talking about a whole animal, right? So likewise, al pitor shavapet means something else. It doesn't mean that at all. That's too obvious. It means something else. It's a chiddush. But it's still talking about the whole animal, the korban. So that a psul that's chal on the korban. So the Rambam says. So to the brishers explain that, and many other from also. The Ur Sameach says the same thing, that Alatar, that Nosar is not chal on the carbon as a whole. A carbon can't be Nosar. A carbon can be pig. A carbon can be balmo. A carbon can have lots of soul. You know, it could be Nitmahadam or Nishvachadam or Zarko, Apostle, Apostle person did the Avoda. There's so many psalm they have into a carbon. But Nosar is not a psul of the carbon as a whole. Nosar is a psul in each kazayas of basar that was Nosar. Whatever part of the basar was Nosar. Whatever part wasn't, wasn't. There's some psul that aren't chal on the whole carbon as a chalos in the identity of the carbon. They're chal on the specific kazayasim which they happen to, such as Nosar, such as Yotze, such as Kameh. You know, the carbon's taka perfectly kosher, right? If I bring a carbon and it's Nosar, by definition, anything I look at called Nosar means the carbon was kosher. The carbon was puzzled, then you wouldn't get into shadow of Nosar. It's all garbage. Nosar means the carbon was kosher, and I didn't eat it in the right time, I left it over. So therefore he says, the carbon's kosher. And if you're Medayik and Lashon HaRambam, he says, kol carbon shenomar shenemar shu puzzle, etc., loka shenemar lo soch kol Toeva. So I think that's the Medayik shot in the Rambam, is that the psul lo soch kol Toeva is only chal on a carbon that's puzzled. If you were puzzled the whole carbon. But if the whole carbon was kosher, you're talking yotzei day carbon. You've got the research from the carbon. Just one or two kazesim, or even all the kazesim, because coincidentally, it doesn't matter how many kazesim, happened to be left over in a kosher carbon, just some of the parts of the carbon got puzzled. That is not b'chlal lo soch kol Toeva, because al pi the drush torah shel ba'al peh, still close to the torah shel b'chasav, it's talking about the identity of the animal as a whole. That, you need a separate lav, so the Rambam says, where's a lav to teach us about Nosar? That love has to be kol shebekodesh apostle ba'katz of litin losas alachi laso. The Or Sameach says this vart. I think most Achronim do by now. The Or Sameach says it. The Grizz says it. The Gram Halevi says it. You know, the Rav's father of Moshe. And it's in a lot of the Achronim. This is the only explanation that's really pasuk shot in the Rama. It's always better when you have a word in the Rama that's actually pasuk shot in the Rama.
This is true of Nosar, or also
of Pigel? So this explains why Nosar needs a new Azhara, very nicely. It's a little tricky. Why does Pigel need a new Azhara? Because the whole Pigel's a din in the carbon, right? The whole carbon is Mispagel.
Is
Yotze
part of Pigel?
No, actual Yotze. Actual yotze means you took some of the meat out.
Right.
That would not be psalm the carbon. That would be psalm whatever steaks you took out. So yotze also wouldn't be covered by the sofkos of eitzah. So you asked about pickle.
Yeah,
pickle, no sar means you leave it over.
Right.
The usual meaning of the word pickle means when you do the abode that you think to leave it over. That's called masheves chutzas mano. There's also something which is usually not called pickle, although sometimes it is, which is machsheves chutzim komo. So machsheves chutzim, no, they're sort of parallel. No sar, you chayav karis for eating, and if you think machsheves chutzim mano, it's pigle and you chayav karis for eating it. Yotze, it's a lav for eating. If you think machsheves chutzim komo, it's a lav for eating it. So those are two psule machsheves, chutzim mano, which is real pigle, and chutzim komo, which in a few sugyas is called pigle.
So could it be that I was bringing pigle to include the if part of his yotze, and that's also not going to
no, be. Because pigle would only would only include machshavas chutzim komo. And when it comes to psuli machshava, if I think I'm going to eat one kezayis chutzim komo, the whole carbon's puzzle.
Okay.
If I think I'm going to eat one kezayis chutzim mano, the whole carbon's pigle and chayav karis. So therefore, that this part wouldn't help. Right? That's if I, as long as I think about one kezayis, it passes the whole carbon may kara. Lo yichashay, the whole carbon's not chashav to be a carbon. Hashem's not machshav. Now, pigle is a sticky point here. The Or Sameach says bidochak to get out of pigle. He says, maybe the Rambam's coming to include the one case where you can have pigle that doesn't pass the carbon. What's the one case you can have pigle that doesn't pass the carbon? In a, if I think that I will eat carbon that is lechem, if I think I'll eat the carbon properly, but the lechem improperly, then only the lechem is pigle. And that's not a psalm the carbon, it's only psalm the lechem. Normally, you can't have part pigle, part not pigle. That's what I just answered Yaakov. But when you have a carbon and lechem, if the carbon's pigle, the lechem's pigle. Because ikar and tafel. But if the lechem's pigle, only the lechem's pigle. So theoretically, maybe the Rambam only needed this azhara for a case where you're mefagel the lechem, but the carbon is kosher, so it's a kosher carbon. Just pigle lechem, and then you need a separate lav for this pigle lechem. That's what the Or Sameach says. That's why you need an azhar for pigle, because sometimes pigle is also not a psul karbon. It's a little bit dachuk. I have a second dachuk shot. Okay. I thought maybe you could say that the reason you need another lav for pigle is not because otherwise it wouldn't have a lav. Really, pigle already has a lav. Why does he need to ask where's the azhar for pigle? Because he needs to show that pigle's in the same azhar as nosar. Why do you need to show pigle's in the same azhar as nosar? Because the very next line says that if you eat half a size of pigle and half a size of nosar, you have to bring a carbon, your chayav karis. So in order to show that pigle's in the with nosar for karis, they need to have a common karis lav that joins the two of them, or a common pasul that joins the two of them. Maybe the Rambam really only needed the lav for nosar. But he also had to bring that this lav applies to pigle to show that pigle and nosar are mitzarif, not just for malchus. Also, we start for malchus, probably. That's losokos hotzoeva. But pigle and nosar are mitzarif for karba and karis.
When the pasuk refers to nosar as pigle, is that like a simple pshat? Is that even nosar is called pigle?
In pshuto shel mikra, there's no such thing as pigle. Pshuto shel mikra, all the psukim that talk about pigle are talking about nosar. Al pitor shel peh, we say that some psukim that just say the word nosar are talking about nosar, and the psukim that say the word pigle are talking about pigle. So clearly there's a close relationship between them, because al pi tor shel chesav, pigle is another word for nosar. It's only al pitor shel peh that we say pigle is, you know, is a virtual reality of nosar. It's sim city of nosar.
You can't say that the machsheves chutz uzmano and also nosar both fall under pigle, or no? They're different things.
Machsheves chutz uzmano, we also darshan Torah Shabbat Peh from the pasuk of pigle.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure where you're going to go with that. I mean, are you going somewhere?
No.
Okay.
I'm just curious what the word means.
Right. Pshat, the word pigle in the Torah means just nosar. The al pitor shel peh, it means machsheves chutz mano, and also machsheves chutz komo. At least, you know, it mostly means machsheves chutz mano with a remez to machsheves chutz komo, let's say. Okay, anyway, so just to summarize what we've seen, we asked, Why do you need a separate law for Nosar? So one answer is maybe because it only got possible passively. But the better answer is the Rambam is because it's not a psul carbon, it's a psul basar. And only psul carbon is a toeva. A psul basar needs an individual law with Nosar. And then the question is, well, why do you separate law for pigle? So either because sometimes pigle is not a psul in the whole carbon, it's only a psul in the lechem, or sameach, or because, meaning a shechte, todor, or something like that, thinking I'll eat only the lechem too late, then only lechem is pigled. Or maybe just because the Rambam had to put pigle together with nosar to prove that you can get, bring a, that you're chayv karis if you eat half a kzais of each of them, or you bring a chatas if you eat half a kzais of pigle and half a kzais of nosar. So once he had a separate law for nosar, he needed to show that it included pigle also.
I need a second answer for the slav.
Correct. I'm not so wedded to the slav anyway. Even though he supports me. You could ask in the other direction as well. Once you have kol shebekodesh pasul, why do you need losocha kol toeva? But there, the answer is very obvious. Mefurish in the Rambam, and the Gemara Levi says it, but it is mefurish in the Rambam. Once he has kol shebekodesh pasul, why does he need losocha kol toeva? So one answer is because kol shebekodesh pasul only pasuls things that are psula bakodesh, meaning that were you did avodas karbonos to, and then became pasul. But what's a classic example of something that's not psula bakodesh? Right, Agav. Anyone know what the main afkamina of being the chalos shein psula bakodesh? Where is it found in Shas? Anything that's psula bakodesh, the rule is anything. Oh, that's by us, correct? Anything that's psula bakodesh, if b'dyevet you put on the zveach in the kaddish, kolon ogeva, zveach yiktash, whatever psula bakodesh, pigol and nosar and avoda, the tummy did the avoda and this and that and the other thing. It's all b'dyevet. If you put it in the zveach, it's accepted.
How do you get
cursed? What? No, if you put it on the mizbeach, then you could burn it. That doesn't mean it's kosher. It just means it's nikdash. As opposed to things that are psulim before the kodesh, what does that mean? Like balum and esanzona and mechir keleb and yotzei dofen and all the things that are just like not shayach to bring the carbon at all. Those mizbeach not makadish. Those are not psulim kodesh. So clearly the Balmum is not a psula bakodesh, so you need losocha kol toeva to include even a balmum, because a balmum is not psula bakodesh. Balmum is psula before the kodesh, right? Balmum doesn't even get to the kodesh in the first place. So therefore, you still need losocha kol toeva to cover balmum, which wouldn't have been covered by kol psula bakodesh.
What would you say about a mum that came after
the kodesh? No, psula bakodesh doesn't mean before or after the game hekdesh. Psula bakodesh probably means, and here I'm going out on a limb, the achronim say there's something called kedushas karbon, which is over and above hekdesh. It might have been before kedushas karbon, which is done through a klisharis, a shasha shchita. You have to ask. Which is done with a klisharis, such as kushchita. Kushchita pashas needs a klisharis. Psula bakodesh doesn't mean before or after it's hekdesh. What it means is it in the ballpark or is it out of the ballpark? And Balmum is out of the ballpark. Even if it's a mum that falls after it becomes hekdesh. As opposed to things that are just psulei avoda, those are in the ballpark. It's not a chetzegavra thing. The simple shot is that there's a difference between doing the avoda wrong and not being a bar avoda. Some things are just not shy to do avoda on them.
That's an interesting trait for me. Like, if you're misnavoda and shita,
could be. The It's a little unclear exactly where to draw the line here. So there's a big machlokes hanav about it that you may be familiar with from the Sefer Zvachim, Perek HaMizbeach Makadish. But the simple shot is more of like something that's possible to be a karbon versus something that's a karbon, but you did the avod in a possible way. But that depends on the various sheets of the Tanam Rishonim, which we won't go into now, but Ayin Shum in Zvachim during Ben Hasmanim. Anyway, let's get back to this briefly. Just briefly, you can ask, if you already have Tosef Psula Kodesh, why do you also need a Sof Kodesh Eva? So one answer is for a Balmum, because a Balmum is clearly not called Psula Bakodesh. That we all know. Balmum is not called Psula Kodesh. That's a fact in Shas. Because it's a Psul that means it can't even be Kodesh in the first place. Not that it was Kodesh, but the way you did the Kedusha was an apostle way. The simpler answer is that the Our Gemara says Kol Shel Psula B'Kodesh is a Lav Shel B'Klalos. If Kol Shel Psula B'Kodesh is a Lav Shel B'Klalos, then you don't get Malkus. The Rambam admits you don't get Malkus. You need the Socha Kol Tzoei, but it gives you Malkus. So there are two good reasons. Both reasons are true, because they're just both objectively true. They're not theories. They're facts. So there are two reasons why the Rambam has to start with the Socha Kol Tzoei and can't rely on Kol Shel Psula B'Kodesh. One is because he wants to include even Balmom, which is Psulo, not B'Kodesh. And two, because he wants to give you Malkus. And our Gemara says there's no Malkus from Kol Shel Psula B'Kodesh. That's Pashut. A difficult question is why, once he has a Sof Kol Tzoei, does he still need Kol Shel Psula B'Kodesh? And that we suggested two answers for. And, you can find 100 other answers if you want. But I think one of the answers we suggested is this Pashut one. Okay, I think we'll leave the realm of Kutchim for now, if you would allow me. And we will return to our Gemara. So, our Gemara brings up, as we recall, the inyan of Lav Shel B'Klalos. In what context? It says, Kol Shel Psula B'Kodesh, right? Good segue. Kol Shel Psula B'Kodesh, so Lav Shel B'Klalos, therefore you don't get Malkus. And that's why you need the Pasuk to teach you not to eat a Chata Shenifa Zom B'Knim, to make it a real Lav, a specific Lav, and give you Malkus. So there's this rule called Lav Shel B'Klalos, you don't get Malkus. Okay, we'll have to figure out exactly why there should be such a rule. Lav Shel B'Klalos, you don't get Malkus, but that's a rule. Tosos asks, and two questions. Tosos Raskol Ha. Ha'in lo, Lav Shel B'Klalos, Hekshav Rulezer Mimitz, that's the author of the Urayan. Dibba Elu Hein Alok, and from two sugyas and Malkus. Amar de lav de nos for pigalav b'chal lokin, right? The first mission, Eilu Hein Lokin, teach you all the things you have malchus for. Right? That's why it's Eilu Hein Lokin. And two of the things are eating nosur and pickle. Hold on. The lav of eating nosur and pickle is Kol Shel B'Kodesh Pasul Ba'Kos of Litin Losasa Lachilaso. So, how can you get malchus? The lav Shel B'Klalos. V'amai, the lav Shel B'Klalos. Good question. The tiret and the answer of, right? Sounds like Rabbi Elazar Mitz himself gave this answer. The tirates the legabe no search and push behead ya the civis arapas and osmarish lo ya chelki kodeshu lo choshev lav shebech lalo so pigal nami can read an oven me no sir. So it says only all the other psulim are lav shebech lalo. Because all the other psulim are learned from kol shebech kodesh pasul. But no sir is pshuva shal mikra, right? I mean the actual pasuk says visarata es hanosar ba'esh lo ye achelki kodeshu. The actual pasuk is talking about nosar. So the drash is close. Is a lav shebech lalos. Right? The drash of kol shebech kodesh pasul, that's a lav shebech lalos. Kol shebech kodesh pasul. It's explicitly telling you, oh, a bunch of different things. But the drash doesn't erase the pshat. Right? So it says, ein mikra yotzin de pshuto. There's a drash, but there's also a pshat. And the pshat is not a lav shebech lalos. The pshat is a specific lav on nosar. So Tosa apparently assumes a small assumption. A little later on we'll see whether that assumption mokrach or not, but that even though the drash includes many other things, since the pshat is specifically referring to nosar, then the pshat is not a lav shel b'klalos, only the drash is, and therefore nosar is considered specific lav. What about pigel? So pigel is no problem, because gomer oven me nosar, the gemara says, that we have a gzera shovel and pigle from nosar. So just like nosar, and this is what the Rambam says also in Sefer HaMitzvos, Rambam says, it's really two lavim al pipshuto. Just like nosar is a specific lav, pigle is also a specific lav. Right? That's what the Rambam says also in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Nosar is a specific lav, and pigle is a specific lav. How do we know pigle also? Because of a limud from no sir.
That's not the first. It's a limud.
Who said? I didn't say it was a chumash. I said that nosar is a specific lav because it says so in the chumash, and pigel is a specific meaning. Nosar is mefurish in Torah Shabbat that it's a specific lav, and pigel is mefurish in Torah Shabbat that it's a specific lav because we learn avon avon mi nosar. So therefore, the Torah Shabbat tells us there's a specific lav in pigel. So as the Rambam counts, nosar and pigel is two lavim in the minyan of mitzvos, even though they're from the same pasuk. Because al pitor shvel pev, there's a specific lav for nosar and a specific lav for pickle. The Rambam talks about not counting Tor Shabbat Peh Lavin.
I remember saying, by Rabbi, you might say that it's counted as two Lavin in the Sefer Mitzvos, you know, according to one answer, even though Tor Shabbat Peh, they end up being...
Because in Pshuta Shal Mikra they're different, right, which would imply that the count should be based more on Pshuta Shal Mikra, so that's Taka a Tzorchiyon. Unless you say pigol is also in the Torah Shabbat, there's an onish for it. The Rambam seems to apply there's an onish in Torah Shabbat. That's almost as good as a lav in Torah Shabbat.
The Rambam says that things are explicitly mentioned in Torah Shabbat as a mitzvah. You count as a mitzvah.
Yeah, there are other examples like for example the isser of eating on Yom Kippur, which the Rambam counts, which has no mucker in at least the onish night, but the Isra is no mucker in Torah Shabbat, so look for that. Didn't bother him, which it's more of a kasha going back.
Yeah.
But okay, for Chazar week. That wasn't my favorite shot anyway. So doesn't bother me so much. That's the first half of Tosos. The second half of Tosos asks a more difficult kasha. I've cautioned very gosher de makos gabi zar sha'achal olov nezrika loke chamesh. Right, there's a funny case of a czar who eats an olah before Zrika gets five malkos. Parech v'lokinami midravi lazer makos b'kodesh pasol. They ask why doesn't he get six? He should get malkos because of kosher b'kodesh pasol. So that implies that you get malkos for kosher b'kodesh pasol. What's the psol here? He didn't quote the whole title of the sugya. If the czar sha'achal olah lifnei Zrika outside the azar. That's the psul, right? Olav Nezrika is not pasul. It's still on its way to being kosher. It's that it was also Yotze, and that's what made it pasul. The Gemara says, basically the Gemara is asking, Yotze should get Malkus because of Kol Shabbat Kodesh pasul. Well, my kosher, Allah Shabbat Kodesh, so Tosos leaves this bitzar Ion. He says, how can the Gemara and Malkos ever have me to give you Malkos because of Kol Shabbat Kodesh pasul? It's a lav shabbat chalalos, and it's not talking about nosar pigle. That's talking about yotze. So that is a good question. So what is what's the answer? Right, Tosfos here doesn't answer his question. How could the Gemara and Mako say that your chayiv malkus for kol shabbat kodesh pasul on yotze when it's mufurish in our sugi that it's a lav shabbat chalalos? So what's the answer? Tosfos there gives how many answers?
Two.
One answer is really not Tosfos there, but it's really Rashi there. What does Rashi there say? Malkus lav davka. It doesn't mean loke. It means, you know, up in Shemayim, you know, you get a beating on Yom HaDin. Loke is lav davka. Okay. That's one answer. Rashi says loke lav davka. Okay, and what does Tosfos also suggest as another, you know, more technical answer? What? Enachanami, meaning it was only a havamina, right? Enachanami, the Gemara could have been, it was only a havamina to give you malchus. So you're allowed to have a havamina, it's a free country. The Gemara could have answered, they're reading out, look, there's lashon klolos, but it so happened they picked a different answer first. But yeah, you're right, there's only a half mina, and clearly any amora worth his salt would have said that's what kind of half mina is that? It's a lot of close your from Malkos. But it so happens there are other reasons to be no kind of half mina. So they didn't give you every reason the half mina was wrong. They only gave you one reason, and this is the second reason. Alright, technical answer.
That also fits well there, because the other few questions were like, no, that's all. They just gave like a technical, the wrong timing.
Right, so they want to give an answer that's parallel to the answer to Basar Rasada Trafin. Some of the other things, right, so that's a perfectly reasonable, two perfectly reasonable answers. However, the Ritva there gives a more substantive answer, meaning he actually like gives you an answer that has a halachic chiddush within it. What does the Ritva in Mako say?
The Maskon is actually not, even though it starts out about Machos,
right.
It winds up.
Exactly. The Hav, we, in the Shakuntari of Gomorrah, at first they say it's a lot of Shibachlolos. But then, in the end, it's not a lot of Shibachlolos. Why is it first a lot of Shibachlolos? How does it turn into a non lot of Shibachlolos? Exactly. One of Rabbi Shmuel's 13 exegetical principles, right? Right? That really all the psulim were in a lav shebechlolos of kol shel kodesh pasul kol shel litin losas alachila. So and he says it in the truth is in the little piece I have here. He uses pigle. If you look earlier, the piece he refers you to, like to himself in footnotes at the beginning of the third paragraph of Makos. He actually reads it into our Gemara. He says that, look, what did our Gemara say? It's only Lash of Klamos. You wouldn't get Malkus on this. You need an extra pasuk to teach you. You get Malkus on a Chatzah Shenechus Damim Bifnim. Hold on. But once all Psulim are Usher without Malkus, and Chatzah Shenechus Damim Bifnim comes with the pasuk, right? That's the point. You wouldn't have gotten Malkus on Chatzah Shenechus Damim Bifnim because of Lash of Klamos until you have a specific pasuk. But once you have a specific pasuk in Chatzah Shenechus Damim Bifnim, that's a davar that was in the klal of Allah without Malkos, in a klal of Lash B'Chlolos, literally a klal, right? Lash B'Chlolos. It came to have a lav mefurat, so the lamed al klal kula yatsa, that teaches that every soul has a lav mefurat. So the lima from the principle of the lamed al klal kula yatsa, that once the Maskan of our Gemara gives us one soul that has a specific lav, so too all psulim have a specific lav. He also points out that, you know, there's a lima that gives you pigel a specific lav. So the Ritva says, limaskana, there's a lav mefurat, b'chol psul, because of davar sheyotza min haklal. That's obviously big nafkamina between him and Tosos. According to Tosos, limaskana, you don't get malchus for a culture the kodesh pasul. According to the Ritva, Lamaskana, you did get Malkus to the Kalshim Kodesh Pasol, because our Gemara just meant until you had one example, you wouldn't have gotten Malkus. Once you have one example, it's Bolam El Kokulo, and you get Malkus for everything. This also answers Tosus' first question, of course, right? Which is, really, he asked Tosus' first question, and Malkus, you'd give him the Ritva and answer it. Tosus' first question, why do you get Malkus on no certain Hegel, like the Royal Philosophical Kolos? The answer is, once you have one example of something that's a specific Malkus, then it's lama el kalkulo that every soul has specific malchus.
What was the one that Ritva said? I forgot. It was
so here he says it's pigol, and Daf Yud Gimel he says, you know, even better, say it's chatzis shenichus damo lefnim based on our shaka v'tari.
Then it turns out also that in our shaka v'tari, the real answer to the real third marker is from Abayis, not from a papa. You don't have to come up. You can say saloy achel from the HT starei. You don't need to come on to Rav Papa's answer of Lo Yachel from Nosar. You can use the Lo Seachel from Chatas because you didn't need it for its own. I think Mark said, no, you can't use that. You need it to give specifically Malkus to change the whole Askan of our Gemara.
Meaning, if you say the example of Lamed al Kal is not Chatas, Shenechus Damim Bifnim, But pigle, then it changes the Sakantari Argamara.
Even just the saying that Argamara is a Havamina, that it's not actually, there are makos for all the lavin in that klal of a Lavazar's being a closer to possible. So you don't need, Abai gave an answer and they reject it, saying, no, maybe that just came to give it a separate tax.
No, you need that, because that's the one that was the Yotzei
klal.
That is the one.
Oh, fine. So then, yeah.
So you still need all the psukim, right?
If you do separate pigle, then you can't.
Correct. 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 That's why it's certainly smoother to read this from Chadas, which is what the Ritva originally says on the Machlokes Daf Yud Gimel. And that's the smoothest way to read our Gemara. The most interesting answer, of course, which also answers Tosa's first question, is found in the relatively obscure Rishon called the Yichusei Tanan V'Amarayim. Now, we don't really know if the book is called Yichusei Tanan V'Amarayim, because in the Ksav Yad, we're missing the first couple pages, so we don't know what the title is. That's just what the printers called it, Yichusei Tanan V'Amarayim. It's written by Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Clonimus, who is like around the same time as Rabbi Natam, let's say, and he's not so famous, but he's the Rebbe of the Rekeach, who's, relatively famous. We've all come across the Rekeach here and there. And again, whether the book was really called Yichusei Tanan V'Amarayim or not, we'll never know unless we find a second manuscript of it, or the missing pages somewhere. But it's an interesting book. It just goes alphabetically through all the Tanan V'Amarayim and quotes what they say and analyzes it, usually. So it's an interesting way to write a sefer. But he has a very fascinating shot in our sugya, big chiddush to answer up. He says, listen, I'm making this chiddush in order to answer up the kasha from Makos. Right? What does he say? And he also answers both questions from Makos. Why you get Malkus for Noser and Pigol, and why you get Malkus for Yotzei in the Havim and Daf Yuches. So the Yichusei Tanoim Va'amoroim, if anyone wants to know more about him, the whole piece of Atlan Shel Klolos, as well as the Wikipedia entry describing Yichusei Tanan V'Amarayim, is one copy of it is in the box. So if anyone wants to read everything he says about Atlan Shel Klolos and read all the historical details in the box. The Yichusei Tanan V'Amarayim says, no, you don't understand what it means, Atlan Shel Klolos. Right? What do we mean, Ein Lokan Olav Shel Klolos? So, Pshuto Shel Tamara, what does Ein Lokan mean? You don't get Malkus, right? That's, L'chora, the simple pshat. But, not so pashat, because in Krisos, in three Amudim in a row, Dalim and Aleph, Dalim and Fez, and Hey and Aleph, they use, about different examples, they use the phrase Ein Lokan Olav Shel Klolos. What does it mean in Krisos, Ein Lokan Olav Shel Klolos? Mesefes Krisos says, "Kol chilav shor v'chesav aiv lo sochelu. The lechem v'kol v'charmel lo sochlu. Lo sochal lo sochol v'sharecha masar degoncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha." Right. So in all those cases, the Gemara says, "Well, obviously, in the end, no tana is really going to hold lokan olashim klolos. Everyone agreed, ain lokan olashim klolos. But what does it mean in Krisos when it says ain lokan olashim klolos?
To do many avers of the same issue."
Exactly. It doesn't mean you don't get Malkus reading Caleb. It just means you don't get separate Malkus for Shor and Kesev and Eid. It doesn't mean you don't get Malkus for eating Meister Sheni Chutz Lechova. It just means you don't get separate Malkus for Dagon, Tirush, and Yitzhar. And it doesn't mean you don't get Malkus for eating Chadash. It just means you don't get separate Malkus for Lechem, Kali, and Carmel. At least, according to that, so yeah. The Yichud HaNamar says no. One meaning of Ein Lokan Olav Shel Klolos is that you don't get multiple lavim for everything in the klal. You only get one general malkos and not specific malkios. And we know that a little later on in Psachim and Daf Mem Aleph, right, all the way at the end of our perek, they have, Rava says, if you eat none the bushel, right, ain't lokan olav shel klolos. And the Gemara is two deos that maybe it means you just don't get multiple malchus, but you get one, or maybe it means that you don't get malchus at all. So he says, hold on a second, increase this ain't lokan olav shel klolos means you get one Malkus and not many Malkios. In later on, Dafam Aleph, on the Beit Pesachim, which is a sugya that's repeated or parallels that sugya repeated many times in Shas, they say, in Mokal Sokolos maybe means you just get one Malkus, not many Malkios. So here also, in Mokal Sokolos means you get one Malkus, not many Malkios. That's what he says. That's Ein Lokin Alav Shebechlalos here means you get one Malkos, not many. But you still get one Malkos, and that's why Elohim Alokin. And that's why in Matzdaf Yudches they say Elohim Hamishim Kol Shem Godes Pasol. But if it means you still got one Malkus, then what's Rav Papa saying to Abai? He says, no, Rav Papa's not saying to Abai, you need a pasuk to give you Malkus or Katas and that's a double b'fnim. Rav Papa's saying to Abai, if you only had Kosh B'Kodesh Pasol, you would get one Malkus reading all the psulim. You need a separate Abai, Katas and double b'fnim, to teach you. If you need Katas and double b'fnim and another psul, you get two Malkios. So it doesn't mean Lichudei Lavi to give you the first set of Malkus. L'chudei lavi means to give you a second set of malchus if I eat, chachin yichus dama l'thin and no sar, I'll get two sets of, or chachin yichus dama l'thin and pickle, then this teaches me that, or chachin yichus dama l'thin and yotze, then this teaches me I'll get an extra set of malchus, because chachin yichus dama l'thin is a separate lav and not just part of the qualius malchus of lav shebechlalos.
Are the examples of Krisos all examples of one love and three different types of food, or three different examples of how to be over on that one love, as opposed to the example we're talking about? I think everyone else who doesn't understand it this way. And then the
okay. Yeah, so let's go back for a second to figure out why everyone else disagrees with the Yichus HaTanan Bamaron, right? So the Yichus HaTanan Bamaron is a creative shot in our sugya. It solves the problem very, very nicely. I think those are the mainstream ways to answer the kashya in our sugya to the best of my knowledge. But it makes a significant assumption that kol shev kodesh pasol doesn't mean lav shev cholos gets zero malchus. It means lav shev cholos, you get one set of malchus. Now this is very controversial. What does it mean? Lav shev cholos, you get zero malchus, or lav shev cholos, you get one malchus? Because in our sugya, I guess, everyone thinks one way, Yichus HaTanan Bamaron thinks another way. In what sugya is very clear that lav shev cholos gets no malchus? What isser is it very clear you get no malchus on since lav shev cholos? Right? Clearly in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, it's saying there's no malchus. Right, and the examples there are Lo Soklo Al Hadam, and the other example there is Megape and Menashe Vifuli, is hugging and kissing and polishing and other things for Avodah Zarah. So there's one sugya where it's very, very clear that Lashon Klos in Lokin means you're not getting Malkos at all. There's another sugya, which is Krisos, Dalet Amud Aleph, Tehei Amud Aleph, where it's very clear that it means you get one Malkus and not many. And those examples are Chelo Shorba Chesed Ve'ez, Meister Sheni of Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, and Chadosh of Lechem Kuli and Karmel. So the problem is it's clear that the word in Shas can be used to mean different things. It can be used to mean you don't get Malkus at all, which is what most Rishonim assume it means in our Gemara, or it can be used to mean you get one set of Malkus and not separate sets of Malkus. You get one Malkus for the Klal, and that's separate Malkus for each Prat, which is how it's used in Krisos. Why is the how can it be that the same phrase is used in so many different ways? Doesn't really seem to make much sense. So what's Gutenberg telling me? Gutenberg's telling me, I don't know. He says,
What is Gutenberg telling me?
I don't know all the examples there, but I mean, at least not according to the Rambam, with Chadash, for example, we saw before, with Lechem Kali Chadash, seems to be just three different examples, hardly over one specific Isser of Chadash, as opposed to the Gemara Sanhedrin, but also Chalav is bringing a bunch of different loving that they do each other.
Ah, so it's basically there's a difference between the same kind of thing versus totally different things. You get a little dachuk in Avodah Zarah, right? All the different ways of honoring Avodah Zarah seem to be the same, which is what bothers Rambam a little, although maybe you can maybe you can get out of that.
It's kind of the first. That by Osofa Adam, it doesn't sort of actually say what the Hussar, we just drop a bunch of different discernment. When it comes to Chadash, so it says the first is Kali Karmel, and then it subsumes them under one big umbrella.
Aha. Okay, so what Dani's saying is that, no, clearly there are two different sugyas. One is a sugya of things that aren't mefurish, meaning it doesn't say what the pasuk means. The other is a sugya of it's very mefurish what the pasuk means. So when it's not mefurish what the pasuk means, that's a case where you don't get any malchios. That's what sochol adam. Nothing is explicit in the pasuk. It's general, and we have to come up with examples. Likewise, maybe the different ways of honoring Avodah Zarah. You could say none of that is explicit in the pasuk. We have to come up with examples, as opposed to where it says before some pasuk what not to do. Then obviously you would get malchus. Let's just chazer for once. And of course, by us, kol shiva kodesh pasul ba kasul litin losasa alaki losam. Is that more like, you know, called chelo shorba chesva is lo so chelo, or more like lo so chelo adam and lo so avdim or lo so chelo alchari elohim achirim? Like ours is more like the Zugin Sanhedrin, which is probably why everyone thinks that, right? Not much is mefurish in this. No sir might be, right? But not much is mefurish in this pasuk. You have to fill it in. You have to fill it in on your own. So the one way of looking at this is the and I think this is the way probably the way most Rishonim understand what's going on here is that increase us, that's talking about where it's all mefurish. If it's all mefurish, then there's no question as to whether you get malchus or not. The question is just how many, right? Then there's really, if it's all mefurish, then it's pashut. It's pashut that you get malchus. Yeah, all the things that are mefurish, that's pashut that you get malchus. That's straight out explicit. The more interesting type of sochel adam, right? This is the Rambam's, like in the Rambam's Shoresh, right? So there are two kinds. So Kamer, there's a list of different things, and that's, well, we'll have to see what he says. That's where it's all mefurish, right? This is the Rambam type one, Rambam type two, and then there's a general, you know, Rambam type one, where there's a general idea, but you have to fill it in, and where there's a general idea, then there's no malchus. And arsuk is a general idea, and that's why there's no malchus, right? But that's the Rambam's two types of lashav achlolos. There's one type which is a list of things, right? That's like in Krisos, and that you get malchus. There's another type which is our sugyan Sanhedrin, which is a vague formulation, and in the vague formulation you don't get malchus. Let's stick with the Rambam for a second. In the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph, there are three opinions, right? It's very unclear what's Rava, what's Abaye, because different sugyas are split. Right, so far we know in the Rambam, let us, let's stop for a second. In the Rambam, there's two types of Lashon HaKlolos. There's one type, which is a vague formulation, vague general idea, and then you have to fill in specific instances when you don't get malchus at all. And then there's one with like a list of things that are mefurash, where you get one set of malchus. And our sugya clearly falls into the first category. The according to this, what's the Geder of the Ptur of Lav Sheva Klolos? Why is Lav Sheva Klolos Potter, seemingly according to the Rambam? Because it's a Lav that has many things. Lav Sheva Klolos is Potter, it's not Mefurish. It seems to be the shape of the Rambam that then this is the Rambam said in Pirush Mishnayos. What does the Rambam say in Pirush Mishnayos? That what the Lashon of Lav Sheva Klolos, where does it come from? The Rambam is a big tradition in Pirush Mishnayos Machlos. Why is Lav Sheva Klolos Potter? If I ask you, forget it, let's assume you didn't read any of these Makoros. I woke you up in the middle of the night and I said, why is Lav Sheva Klolos Potter? What would you answer me?
It's not specific.
And so? So what? So first I'd ask you annoying questions like, well, there's a lot of Nati Nevela and there are many different species of Nevela. And I'd say, okay, don't be ridiculous. Like, some things there are many examples of, but it's one idea, and some things, they're different ideas. Okay, I'll grant you that. But so it's not specific. What's so terrible?
There's no one-to-one correlation between Isser and Onish.
So?
So you can't know that for sure that there's actually an Onish, but there's Isser.
I don't understand. If the Isser has five things, then there's an Onish for that. No?
Maybe that one of them is associated with Isser and the other ones aren't.
You mean, when Chazal Darshan El Sokhla Adam, we think maybe one of the drushes is true and the others are false? Like it, I thought we assumed they're all true, right? Mikra Echad Yotze L'Kamen Tamin, right?
Is there a problem with Hasra?
So, interestingly, there are, the Kiryas Sefer actually says that, and the Yehuda Tanam Rama Ram, well, we'll come back to this, says, there's a problem in Hasra, but let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos Makos a crazy chiddush. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that what does bichlolos mean? What do we think klolos means? We thought the main meaning of klolos was
general.
A general category, right? As opposed to many different specific lavin. What does the Rambam say in Pirush Mishnayos Makos? Tremendous chiddush that it means.
It means coming from lavin.
Right. What Gemara phrase does he use to prove that? Miklola itmar, mifeirush itmar, oh miklola itmar, right? Interestingly, in the Aramaic Lashon of the Amoraim, klal is not just the opposite of prat. Klal is the opposite of mefurish. Mifeirush itmar, oh miklola itmar.
Did Lashon ever use the psukim and drasha?
No, not at all. The Rambam's totally putting two and two together and, you know, making sense. But he might be right.
He's borrowing the
lashon of miklala itmar to explain lav sheva klolos. It's a tremendous chiddush, but it's not so crazy because every klal is really a lack of explicitness. Anytime you're being general, you're also being indirect and vague. By definition, being general, I mean, I don't know about in math, but in regular, you know, human language, whenever you're speak generally, not specifically, you're less clear, you're more vague and indirect. Which is why if you speak specifically, people know what you mean. If you speak generally, they often don't understand what you mean. Because when you speak generally, people have to go and indirectly, mikloa, figure out what's in that general klal and how to apply your words. So it's not like the Rambam's taking, two words that happen to coincidentally have similar letters and doing like a drash, like Rav Shimshon Paul Hirsch or something. He's not saying, meter of yardstick is miloshen motor, because of rain, and then figure out how to explain that. No. Klal and klal really do go together, because the whole idea of saying things in a klal is that the person you're talking to has to, on his own, deduce what fits into that klal. Obviously, sometimes it's easier to deduce what fits into that klal, like Kol Shel Kodesh Pasul, when all you have to do is go through all of Shas and figure out all the different psulim b'kodesh. And sometimes it's harder, like L'Sof Ol Hadam, when you actually have to use the proper methodology that Chazal knew in learning drushos and figure out what the remez of achila al hadam means. Okay, but the Rambam's not, so I'm saying the Rambam's not doing like total drush, because they really are the same word. A klal really is not mefurish by definition. I think any logician would tell you that, or any linguist would tell you that, or, you know, v'chule. The Rambam's just taking it in the direction of miklola idmar. The Rambam says the chisaron of lav shebechlolos, the chisaron of lav shebechlolos is that it's not so mefurish. And therefore what? So the chisaron of lav shebechlolos is not so mefurish, and that's why we sort of understand that this is a lav shebechlolos, the pater mouth is not mefurish. Obviously the type of krisos, that's just like, you know, like a cute phrase they use, or, well, have to see in the Rambam. That's a different kind of lav shebechlolos, which is mefurish, and therefore, of course, you're chayav. So it's two different issues. Here we're talking about the Rambam says, tor, because not mefurish, and here, it is mefurish. It's just a question of, you know, the number of chayuvim. But there's no but you're not putter. Because it is mefurish, there's just a number of chiyuvim. So the Rambam, Perash Mishnayah, says you're putter on the kind that's vague, but of course you're not putter on the kind that's not vague. So it makes a lot of sense that when they use lav shebechlolos about vague general things, you're putter. And when they use lav shebechlolos about very specific things, you're not putter.
Would it be correct to say that those increases are they not called lav shebechlolos?
So the Rambam actually says, I'll get back to that in a moment. The Rambam says that's another kind of lav shebechlolos. There's two kinds of lav shebechlolos. There's one kind of lav shebechlolos that is vague in general and includes many things. There's another kind of lav shebechlolos that just has many parts.
And this original interpretation of klal.
Right. One kind of lav shebechlolos is miklala, and that's the kind that's putter from malchus. There's another kind of lav shebechlolos that's a klal, and that part is chayv in malchus. At least the way we paskin.
According to Tosis's first answer is, you know, is obvious.
According to this, Tosis's first answer is obvious. Of course, it's mefurish about Noser. Yeah.
As I was trying to say, so there still is, on the right level, if you violate something which is a klal, which the details aren't mefurish, but you still violate this.
Oh, of course, no. Of course, it's a doraisa. You just put it from Malkus.
So why is it from Malkus related to being mefurish because it's not?
Okay, so, and keep in mind, I don't mean here mefurish v'kra as opposed to mesor halacha moshe misina, because you can get Malkus, you get Malkus for eating pigle, even though it's only through halacha moshe misina. You get Malkus for eating Yom Kippur, even though it's only halacha moshe misina. The Rambam is very, very explicit that anything that's halacha moshe misina is as good as written v'kra. Okay, you want to ask him, so if halacha moshe misina are as good as written v'kra, why didn't God write them in the Kra? That's a philosophical question, right? We don't have to answer that right now. I mean, it's also a Lubavitch question. I don't know what question to yourself from, but either way, we don't have to answer it right now. The interesting thing, according to Agav, I'll point out that the Yichusei Tanam V'Amorayim said the same thing with Maskana. He says the same thing with Maskana, that there's two kinds of lav shebechlolos. One, which means you get one malchus instead of many, which just means you don't get, for every example, the prat. And one, which means it's not mefurish. The only difference is, you know, he says this is all a Maskana. He says the same thing. He just says that, yeah, this kind is not mefurish, so you're putter, and this kind is, this kind is not clear at all, so you're putter. This kind is just a general category, so you're high of one. The only difference is he puts kol shebekodesh puzzle into this category. He says, after all, bekodesh puzzle is a pretty clear formulation. It's not like osochel adam, which no one knows what it means. Well, the Rambam puts kosher b'kodesh pasul into the category of things that aren't mefurish because it's a general idea.
Well, I mean, the pasul doesn't say kosher b'kodesh pasul.
Right, but he seems to assume that since that's the drash of the pasul, al pitosh b'al peh, it's as if the pasul says that.
More clear than...
L'soch lo l'adam.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Anything's more clear than the sofa or the dot.
Because I'll spell out the yisurim in that, just like they spell out that this lo se achel extra means lo ye achel extra means.
That is a Saying mimarashah. If you know the pasuk, neither of them are clear, and if you don't know the pasuk. If you know the pasuk, neither of them are clear, and if you know the Gemara, then both of them are clear. That is that is a good question, and I'm not exactly sure what to do with them. I'm not exactly sure what to do with them. He says, well, let's get back to it and we'll see if it makes anything better. Let's answer one more question. Right? Let's just get our bearings here. Why should you not get malchus just because it's not clear? So the Yichusei Tanan of Avraham says because there's no hasra. What? He says, why in losoch l'adam yipatru l'gamri? Not in our case. In our case, you give him hasra. You say, hey, it's kodesh pasul. Don't eat it. He says, ein kan hasra. Says there's no asra. He says, "Well, the sokol adam ben sorim over who kaitzei yazi renavat Torah kisalav." How could you give him asra? The Torah kept it hidden, right? We can say, "Don't do lo sokol adam." He'll say, "What's lo sokol adam? There's no blood here. I don't know what you're talking about." So he says, "Therefore, your pato legamre, because there's no asra." So one way of understanding the chisorin and not being mefurash, right? Here we have lo sochlu al ha. No, I meant lav shevachlalos. Lav shevachlalos is potter. At least in some sugyas, you're potter from malchus. Like our sugya, according to most Rishonim, sugya heads b'kli alma. Why? So one shot is that it is not so mefurish, right? According to the Yichus Tamraim, it's talking about things lo sochlu adam, which are really not mefurish. According to the Rambam and most people, it's talking about even things like kosher kodesh pasul, which is a little mefurish but not completely mefurish. Why is a lack of mefurish make you pasul? So it could be because there's no hasra. That's what the Chusit Rambam says, and that's what the Kira Sefer says for the Rambam. Kira Sefer is the Matit in the 18th paragraph of Sanhedrin. He says to the Rambam, because you can't give hasra. It's a little funny because, like, why can't you give us Rav from the Torah Shabbat Peh, right? Meaning, Mimanasha. If the guy doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, then just read him Lomalin and just throw him in a pit and don't worry about Malchus. And if the guy believes in Torah Shabbat Peh, then just give him Asra, say, I'm giving you Asra, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you're violating the Sokol Ozam. And then give him Malchus. So apparently he thinks, no, Asra has to be at a certain Madrega, and again, Grun's going to ask on the Chusat HaMarayim, you know, why is one, how do you know to draw the line between giving the guy a surah about Kosher Kodesh Pasul, which is not the first Pasul, the Sokol Adam, which I admit is difficult. For the Rambam, it's a little easier. If the guy's mamish eating lechem of Kodesh, he says, well, lechem of Kodesh, lechem of Sokol. If he's mamish eating chilu of Ashur, he says, chilu of Shor, chesu, 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 chesu. As opposed to, if it's something where you need a whole thought process, then apparently that's a chisar in the hasra, because the hasra has to be posh. The hasra has to be for kindergartners. After all, you give hasra to someone who is 13. Some kids who are 13 are very, very behind grade level. And therefore, it has to be a hasra that, you know, some kids who are 13 are only as mentally developed as a 10-year-old. It has to be a hasra for a 10-year-old. And to be a hasra for a 10-year-old, it has to be a straight-out posh. And therefore, again, the chusin amaran, I admit, he's drawing lines in very subtle places. For the Rambam, I think you might say, look, anything that's not a straight-out pasuk, anything that's not a straight-out pasuk, is a chisar and hasra, says the Kiryas Sefer, and says the Yichus Tanan Barma Raya. It's a big chiddush that like a Hasra has to be kindergarten pasuk. A Hasra can't be a Hasra can't just be bottom line. Like, why can't you just give Hasra? Bottom line, you're violating the Shadaraisa. Don't ask me for the longest why. I'm telling you, Hasra, that what you're doing is a violation of this Isser Daraisa. So apparently they think, no, a Hasra has to be something that's very obvious to the person hearing it, and if there's anything non-obvious about Hasra, that's a technical p'tor, because they'll say, I didn't really fully appreciate the Hasra. A little dark, yeah.
The could be that here you make one formulation of Hasra, cultural Kodesh, and we understand now all these sort of come from it. No Sokol Adam, for every single different history, you have to explain them in a different way. Here there's one simple formulation, and everything.
Right. So here it's like basically you just need one step from the Pasuk. There you need multiple ways of interpreting the Pasuk. Could be. I thought the simple shot of what's the sermon, not Mefurish, is that not necessarily in Tam Hasra, but, you know, what do you need? The simple Lashon of Gemara. Don't give me technical rules like Hasra. You only get Malchus if there's an Azhar, right? Ein Onshin, Elin Kein Mazhira. You need an Azhar for Malchus. What does an Azhar mean? So an Azhar means a lot. No one way of understanding is just it needs to be a lot and not an Asay, right? It needs to be a lot, not an Asay, in order to get Malchus. But you could also just say that it's a chisaron in the Azhara that in order to get Malchus, it's not enough to violate an Issa Daraisa. In order that the only thing that's mechayev Malchus is violation of an explicit pasuk. Not because the guy giving us raw. The guy giving us raw can tell you Torah Shmal Peh. If you're well, you're chayev to accept the Torah Shmal Peh. Everyone has to listen to the Torah Shmal Peh. Not a practical problem in Azhara. I think it's just maybe it's a fundamental din. This would be a chiddush, but it is a fundamental din. Maybe learn from Osatam Shorbadisho. Then you only get Malchus. You don't get Malchus for doing something wrong. We'll see. This is somewhat controversial. You don't get Malchus for doing something wrong. You get Malchus for violating an explicit pasuk, but in order to get Malchus, you need a full pasuk explicitly telling you not to do something, or a full Torah Shabbat Peh explicitly telling you not to do something. Anytime you have to apply the pasuk on your own, that's a chisaron in Malchus, and this I would then be very similar to, where do we see a principle that when you have to apply things on your own, you don't get Malchus, only if it's there without applying it on your own. Ain't no shemina din, right? Like, ain't on shemina din, right? So there's a discussion about why ain't on shemina din, but why should it be ain't on shemina din, right? Din classically means at least kalachomer, one of the yudgim lish that's turned to dress band. If we learn a kalachomer, why shouldn't it give you a punishment? Kalachomer is our machor, right? You've clearly done isha daraisa. So apparently the answer is, and I can give you a hasra, right? I can give you a hasra and tell you the kalachomer right there. Right? And if you don't believe me in the kalachomer, I'll quote you the Shulchan Aruch where it says the kalachomer. I'll quote you the Gemara where it says the kalachomer. Eimat Yirmin Adin is not a chisaron in hasra. Eimat Yirmin Adin means fundamentally you're only chayav malchus when the Torah says it all explicitly, not when you have to apply the ideas of the Torah to specific cases on your own. Now, okay, a logical close might be one step less hard to apply than Eimat Yirmin Adin, but once we have precedence of Eimat Yirmin Adin, once we have precedence of Eimat Yirmin Adin, or Ein Onshin Adin, right, we both, which tells you that you can't get Malchus based on applications of what it says in the Torah, only based on what it directly says in the Torah, then it could be likewise when it comes to Lashon HaKlolos, since it's not what it directly says in the Torah, it's just what you figure out how to apply from what it says in the Torah, therefore that's the kind of lav that you don't get Malchus on.
But I guess the
So that is a heket. The most of Yudim Lish Shatar and Deshmer are focused Rashi and Tosos in Sukkah, whether you get Malkus for them or not, which might depend on the issue of whether it's an Nimshar B'Sinai, whether you have to figure it out on your own, whether it's considered like it's Mefurish or not. But it could very well be that simple pshat, it could very well be that no, on almost all the drushes maybe you would get Malkus. Only on a very limited number of them, which are halacha must be seen as, which are very mefurish. So it could be, again, two ways of explaining the start of not being mefurish. One, a technical, practical problem in the hasra'ah. The guy won't believe your take your hasra'ah seriously enough because it's like too speculative. You know, after all, there are lots of people, rabbis tell them things, and they say, that's probably not really the halacha. Sounds like a crazy chumra to me. So maybe it's a technical problem, you won't take the hasra'ah seriously. Or maybe it's a fundamental problem, which is that there's a need for something called an azhara in order to get malchus. Every avir doesn't get malchus. Only when there's an azhara you get malchus. A lot is not enough. You need this azhara to get malchus. And just like in Om Shem Adin, you could violate Issa Daraisa but not get malchus. Because it's only the application of what it says in the pasuk, and you're not directly going against the pasuk. So too, it could be that every lavsha l'chlovo, since you have to indirectly apply it, and you're not directly going into the pasuk, you're just indirectly going into the logical results of the pasuk, and the application of the pasuk, maybe you are, maybe you're pater from Malkos. This would be a bit of a fundamental question about Malkos, which is that maybe the Malkos are not so much about doing an Avera, right? You'll get Malkos for doing the Avera. After all, sometimes you're very big Averas and you're pater from Malkos. You get malchus for, in Los Mor Lazos, called the Rea for Azos, the Flashim as Makoscha. You get malchus for being associated with the Divrei Torah, and if not the Divrei Torah, it's only Miklau the Divrei Torah, then there's a Torah for malchus.
We don't get malchus for Lashim or Maseh. Could that also be connected in that if you don't do something like Gashmi, then it's also, it's not like, you're still doing something wrong, but it's...
Right, it could be, meaning if the point is that Malkos are not for being more evil than the next guy, so you get Malkos and he doesn't, but Malkos are about to what extent you're contradicting the words of the Torah, then perhaps. So that's okay. A chiddush, I haven't exactly seen everyone explain why it's so bad to not be beforeish. I thought one way is what I've seen the Chus Darav and the Kiryas Sefer, that technically the guy can't give you a sra because you won't take it seriously enough, it won't penetrate your heart enough because it's not so mefurish. Or, at a more fundamental level, that no, Malkus is not about being more chomer or less chomer of an Aveira. Malkus is about being so sure the words of the Torah more directly or less directly, and just like in Om Shem Adin, right? Kal v'chomer, you did a worse Aveira, yet you're pater from Malkus, right? What does Adin mean? Kal v'chomer. I do a worse Aveira, and that pater from Malkus. Why? Because it's not directly what the Torah talked about. So to here, it's a little more what the Torah talked about, but still, since it needs thought to apply it, it's not directly what the Torah talked about. That is one way of understanding the Torah. There's another way of understanding the Torah of Lashon Hakhalos. What's the other way of understanding the Torah of Lashon Hakhalos? That maybe it has nothing to do with being mefurish or not mefurish.
Losatsom.
It has to do with being. After all, Losatsom is talking about how many things?
One
thing. Losatsom is talking about one thing, and you're talking about two things. Maybe it's just not like Losatsom because it's multiple things. Right, maybe just because it's talking about multiple topics, right? And it's not like losachsom. Now here it gets a little tricky though, because why does here it get a little tricky? Not like losachsom. Because like some things, like you'll say zirasakasim, like if I asked you, you know, why can we eat cows but not pigs? You'll say, well, zeres hakasav. Or if I ask you, you know, why do we have to eat on the first night of Sukkot in the Sukkah, but we don't have to eat on the second night? say Gzeira Shavat Hesvav Tesvav Pitor Shavat Pets Gzeira Sukasav. But over here, if I ask you, what's about a Lav Shel Chos? Say, oh, it's not like Osachsum Gzeira Sukasav. That's a little weak, because the Gzeira Sukasav is just that it has to be like Osachsum. In what way does it have to be like Losachsum? Losachsum is about animals. Do we ever say that you only get Malchus for Lavim about animals? No, why? Because that doesn't make sense. Right? Losachsum is about a lot of things, right? Losachsum is about farming. Do we say you only get Malchus for Lavim about farming? No, because that doesn't make sense. So whatever we say is like Losachsum, it has to make sense. Like, for example, Losachsum in the Maisa. So you're punching. If you don't do a Maisa, that makes sense. If you don't do a Maisa, then you've done you've done less. If we say, you know, so general, even when we say like Losachsum, there has to be a Svara behind it. So if the Svara is, well, Losachsum is explicit and this is more implicit, then, you know, we're back to the other shot. So the, you know, I don't want to just leave it as not like Losachsum. Because that doesn't make sense to me, because there's no Mesorah or Gzeiras HaKasav as to in what way it has to be like Losachsum and what way not. We have to logically figure out in what way it has to be like Losachsum and what way it doesn't. So, that's why even the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph Beis, which we'll discuss in a moment, says that it's not like Losachsum, at least according to one opinion. But you have to figure out what that means, because it doesn't have to be like Losachsum in every way, shape, or form. It just has to be Losachsum in logical ways, in ways that make sense. So here, the Urayim has a wild shot here. The Urayim says, what's the reason for the Torah of Lav Shel Chos? And it's just the only other shot I found. He says that, Shetam she'anu lemeidim ilav dechasima shel lokos shom lav elom kemiyak lav dechasima. What's the reason we learn from Losachsum that we shouldn't get Malchus on a Lav Shel Chos? Right, after you reason, Svarahu. Shekim shal yichad lo yotzer lav, yeshlomer lo hikpet alav, kishar lav, and lafika chutziyo bichlal. Okay, then he has a chiddush application. He says, I'll explain to you. Since Hashem didn't bother to give it a full lav, just made it part of a lav, every lav should be closed. What does that mean? It includes five things, and each one is a fifth of the lav. That's what a lav should be closed. It includes five things. And everything is part of the lav. But what does that mean? Hashem could have given you five separate lav, losokol adam. It has nothing to do with being mefurish or not. He wouldn't care. If losokol adam just meant not to eat before davening, you would get malchus. He couldn't care less how mefurish it is. Right? Go learn Torah Shabbat Peh, and then you'll figure out what things mean. But losokol adam is five or six things. So each thing is only a fraction of a lav. So everyone you violate is less chomer. It's only a partial lav, not a full lav. Right? The Kol Shem HaKodesh Pasul, Torah could have said, I mean, it did say for some of these things, don't eat this psul, don't eat that psul. Let's say there are 30 psulim. Torah could have given you 30 different lav. If it only gave you one lav for all, then that shows each one is only a 30th of a lav. It's not so bad. So he said, the matter of chomer b'kula, if it was really so bad, Hashem would have made it its own lav. The fact that it's only half a lav, or a third of a lav, or a quarter of a lav, or a 30th of a lav, proves that it's not such a big aveira. And therefore, it's basically the opportunity to divide it, and Hashem decided not to divide it, shows that it's not so chomer. That's the shot of the Urayim, and, you know, he's basically the only, maybe you could look around and find me, I didn't find, the only day I've seen who explains why we should learn from Losachsum is the Urayim. So let's say maybe, like the Urayim, since it didn't get its own lav, therefore we see it's not so chomer. Lo hikpid alav hayotzer. Hashem was not so makpid. Doesn't mean it's okay. Just that Hashem wasn't as makpid about this as he was about some other things. Because after all, sometimes he decides to give you separate lavim. Right, in many cases, he spent his valuable chumash time. You know, he had a certain amount of space he wanted to use for the chumash, and he spent that valuable chumash space giving you separate lav for different things. And over here, he gave you one lav. That shows that it's not so chumer. That's the sheet of the Urayim. Nothing to do with explicitness, just has to do with being combined and not divided.
And since in some times it's a little bit explicit and other times not explicit at all, so when it's a little bit explicit, you get at least one.
Ah, so here's the interesting, here's the very, very interesting question. Good. What does the Urayim say about, let's say, the Gemara Krisus, why do you still get Malkus for eating Chalev? At least you get some Malkus. Why do you still get Malkus? This is a leading question. For eating non-Mavushal, at least you get some Malkus. So the Urayim might say that, well, Hashem still spent different words on it, and therefore if he spent different words on it, then maybe it's still, he's makbid on it, maybe he's still makbid on it a little. That's what you might say. But the interesting thing, Urayim, what might you say for the Urayim that you would never say for the Mefurish people? You might say that Taka, if you eat Caleb Shorva'ez, or eat Karban Pesach Na'an Mabushal, or eat Kartanim and Zog, you might get? You might get zero Malkus, according to the Urayim. Maybe you could get zero Malkus.
No, I thought the idea was that each one is a fraction, so if you put all the fractions together, you get a whole
Pesach. Well, yeah, but
why would you say the opposite for the other case?
Let's say you ate one of them. What?
Why would you say to the other shita that if you get all together, you get Malkus? They were resistant.
Why would you say for the
wine? Why not Krisus to get wine?
What?
Wine Krisus to get wine?
Okay, so I'm asking whether you really get one. Could be, and maybe we will. The problem with Lav Shavachlos, let's put this on the table here, is that each sugya is a world in and of itself. I don't know if you noticed that. Each Gemara is like very complicated in and of itself. There are basically, besides our Gemara, three sugyas of Lav Shavachlos and Shas. There's the Gemara in Krisus, which is very simple. Just we're not sure how it relates to anything else. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, very simple. I'm not sure how it relates to anything else. And all the other Gemaras, which are all tied into each other, Rachatanim and Zag, and about Non Mavushal, which are very complex. And that's really where all the work is. And each of those Gemaras in Bava Metzia and in Pesachim has to be interpreted on its own. So let me just end, because it's getting late, with one simple question. Now we have two ways of understanding the Torah of Lav Shavachlos, right? We'll come back to this point. We have two ways of understanding the Torah of Lav Shavachlos. One is the Torah of Lav Shavachlos has to do with not being so explicit. And then it makes a lot of sense that the Torah is only in cases which are not so explicit. Cases which are explicit, even though they use the word, they don't mean Torah. They just mean less Malkus. Right? But the Ptor is only for not being explicit. But if you take the approach of the Urayim, that no, the Ptor is because of being very general, then it becomes much harder to draw the line. The Ptor is because of being part of a lot. Then it becomes much harder to draw a line, and that has to do with the two deos within Rava, or Abaye, depending on your ear signs, Daphim, Aleph, and Beis. Let us just briefly look at, and here's where I think the Urayim is working off. Daphim Aleph and Beis, right? Starting from an Aleph. Rava says, the problem is that Rava and Abaye are switched in some sugyas, so we can't be too medayik and who's who. Aklo no lo gashtayim, bush lo gashtayim, non bush lo gashavush. If you eat na, you get two malchus, one for na and one for? What? Kim fleish. If you eat mebushel, you get one for bushel, one for kim fleish. If you eat both, a size of each, then you get one for nut, one for bushel, and one for kim fleish. Habai says, no, aim look and lash of a close. You get that retired people are lucky. The chadmi is lucky. Some people say, Habai meant you only get one malchus. He get that retired people are lucky, but we have to have a lot of the chasima. Then they have the exact same malchus as zug and chartanim and anything made from grapes. So, hold on a second here. Rava de Maskana, let's just like a by Ein Mokan Lav Shavachlos. There's a machlokus there. Does Ein Mokan Lav Shavachlos mean you get one malchus? Or does it mean you get no malchios? So, hold on. There's a Deah there who says that you get no malchus for eating Karban Pesach, not Mevushal. Right? That's what it sounds like, no? That is what it sounds like, isn't it? How can there be a Deah saying you get no malchus? How can there be a day saying you get no malchus for eating carbon pesach, not mevushal? After all, it's very mefurish, no? Al tof lemenu no, uvasha mevushal b'mayim. So what do you do with the Lishna Basra on Dafim Aleph Amud Beis, who says you get no malchus for na and mevushal? How do you frame that Lishna Basra? How can you get no malchus for violating this Lissa Pasuk?
shot for it.
What?
You may not have gotten
a shot. That's simple shot in the bars. You actually get no malchus. So l'chora, this would be maybe a raya for the uraim. This would be the raya and the mocker for the uraim. How can you get no malchus for eating non-mubushal? After all, you did what it said in the pasuk not to do. The answer is yes, but the toast pasuk says, I'll talk men na uvashal mubushal mayim kins liesh. Torah gave a third of the lav to na, and a third of the lav to mubushal, and a third of the lav to eating anything that's not liesh, if you interpret that way, or half the lav to na, half the lav to mubushal. So therefore, it's obviously not so important so that you can get its own lav. And that's why Davka, this line in the Gemara, compares it to chasima. I mean, it could be that this last day in the Gemara there is the raya from the mocker for the uraim. How can it be that you violate him a first pasuk and you don't get malchus just because it has two things in it? Is it a first name sachem that says you don't get malchus for a lapse of klavos? So it sounds like, certainly at first glance, right? It sounds like you don't get malchus for Lashu b'chlolos means that even if you buy an explicit pasuk, you don't get malchus for lashu b'chlolos. But what's the other way of interpreting that line in the Gemara, Dani? What does it really mean? Does it really mean you don't get malchus for eating non mubushal? Exactly. That. What does it mean when he says you get one malchus or zero malchus? What does it mean one malchus? What does it mean zero malchus? So, you could say it means you get one malchus total, or zero malchus total. And then, that would be the mucker of the uraim. Because what the havni is zero malchus for eating non-mavushal? Must be, or not or mavushal, or even if you can both, let's say they're not starved. Must be that it's not such a bad avera because Hashem didn't put it as a separate lachin. But what's the other way of reading the Gemara? The other way of reading the Gemara is that no. The question was, only for Kiyam Sli'esh. Of course you got Malchus for non Mavusho. It's Pashat you get Malchus for non Mavusho. That goes without saying. The question is for Kiyam Sli'esh, do you get one Malchus or zero Malchus? But this is all besides Na and Mavusho. Non Mavusho, of course you get Malchus for. That's Pashat. Question is just, do you get malchus for kiyum sliyesh? Right? And that's what the first law says, you get one malchus for kiyum sliyesh. Just, you don't get malchus for kiyum sliyesh. At the same time, you get malchus for non mavusho. The second day says, you get zero malchus for kiyum sliyesh. Because kiyum sliyesh is miklol, that's a vague formulation. Again, it's not so vague. Don't eat anything that's not sliyesh. That's a little vague, because then you have to have a category of what's not sliyesh. So, over there are two ways of understanding maskana, say, of understanding the second day, that's not what the Gemara means, right? Just means no malchus for kiyum sliyesh. Just means no malchus for kiyum sliyesh. So, this is the basic two ways of reading the Gemara, daf alpha and base. And there's two totally different ways. Is the Gemara talking about Sacha Kol, you get one malchus or zero malchus, two deis? In which case, maybe the first day is like the Rambam, second day is like the Uraim. Or maybe they're both like the Uraim. They're just arguing what happened to the Torah, waste a few words. Or no, there's no machlokes in non-mavushal. Non-mavushal is pasha. The machlokes suggest you get one malchus for kiyum sliyesh, or you get two zero malchus for kiyum sliyesh. And then it's much more like Kol Shebekodesh Pasul when it's talking about an indirect formulation which has a vague category that can apply to many things. And in which case, it's not so Mechodesh and it doesn't necessarily prove much. So we'll have to pick up Mir Sashen next time and finish up this Inyan. Everyone, just please take my chorus with you. That should last us probably for at least another to Shira and Kazim Makoros go all the way to the bottom of Kapayam Aleph. But just to summarize what we've seen so far, and then we'll continue and just fill in a few details next time and go on, we've seen that Machlokas Rishonim, what does Lashon Kolos mean in our Sugya? Does it mean you get one Malkos
Or does it mean there's a p'tur? Most people say p'tur. Yehusit and Amram say one malchus. If you look through Shas, in Pesachim and most of years, there seem to be two opinions about whether it's a p'tur or whether it's one malchus. In Krisos, it's clearly one malchus. In Sanhedrin, it's clearly p'tur. If you look at Shas and Tari, they're clearly saying p'tur l'gamrei, right? Why are there different opinions floating around there? Are they just, this is all one big focus, and where Krisos is one day, where Sanhedrin is another day? Or are there two different kinds of lashava klolos out there? So most people seem to assume that there are, most people seem to assume there's two different kinds of lashava klolos. There's one kind that's a lack of being mefurish, and then we explain why there's. And there's another kind that's a general category, which is, that's not potter. That's just the one that said, there's another one with many things in it. That's not potter. That's just a single malchus. But the Urayim might unify all these sugyas more. The Urayim might very well unify all these sugyas more. The Urayim would say that the basic problem of Lav Shabbos is that when something's only a fraction of a lav, it's not as chomer like Lav de Chasima. And therefore, if it's not so chomer, and Hashem wasn't so machbanai, you shouldn't get malchus for it. The main nafkamina of between the Urayim and the more mainstream approach, that according to the mainstream approach, there's no having in the potter anything that's an explicit pasuk. There's no day in the potter you provide an explicit pasuk. However, according to the Urayim, no. Maybe there could be a having in the potter for eating Shechila Shor B'chetz V'Eitz. It's just maybe that's not the day that we hold like that. He would actually go so far as to say there's a day that potter you for eating non-Hushal because each one is, he doesn't comment on that, but before he would. And other Rishonim do, because each one is only half a lav, and it may talk to me that the Machlokesin, the two Lashonos, and Nachman Aleph, the first Lashon says, Lav Shavu Kolos is Patrus, it's not Mefurish. And therefore, you still get one for eating not Mefurishal. Well, the second day it says, no, Lav Shavu Kolos is Patrus, it's not a full lav, and therefore you get nothing for eating not Mefurishal. Okay, we will, we'll just throw in one or two more makoros, Mirtz Hashem, next time, and then we'll go on to the question of Potisa and Sira, etc., and then the question of Lo Kedera Hanasa. Agav, if anyone wants some more makomos, we're not really going into this, on how the Rama reads our Gemara, the Shaka Tari of our Gemara about getting multiple Malkios, the Brisker Rav, the only piece in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros, has a very, very brilliant answer, which is, has a very, very brilliant answer, which is not Shah of the Rambam. And the Rambam's son, the Shud Maisa Nisim, Simon Dalid, has two very, very dogmatic answers, which could be Shah of the Rambam. But I don't think we're going to spend a lot of time on it. But if you want the Marmakomos of how the Rambam reads our Gemara about getting multiple Malkus later on, then the Shud Maisa Nisim is two dogmatic answers, which fit the Rambam, and the Brisker Rav, Hilchos Machlokes Asuros, is a brilliant answer, which doesn't fit the Rambam.